With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. The Senate has scheduled votes Thursday on two competing measures to reopen the government. Wall Street Journal reporter Christina Peterson tells us whether or not each is likely to pass and what might happen afterward. First, here are some headlines. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi sought to block President Trump from delivering the State of the Union address next week if the government remains closed. This hours after the president said he would go ahead with the event. Mrs. Pelosi told Mr. Trump in a letter that the House would not consider a resolution authorizing the annual address in its chamber while the government is still shuttered. I look forward to welcoming you to the House on a mutually agreeable date for this address when the government has opened, Mrs. Pelosi wrote in the letter. The State of the Union, if it goes ahead, is scheduled for January 29th. For the latest updates on this story, click on our website, WSJ.com. The Wall Street Journal says the longest ever government shutdown is posing new risks to the Affordable Care Act and some health services. Insurers, providers, and congressional Democrats say the impasse could harm consumers and undermine the stability of the individual insurance market. Democrats say ongoing staffing shortages at the IRS could lead to higher premiums for some consumers who need tax credits to help pay their health insurance premiums. And insurers say rulemaking delays from the shutdown have left them scrambling to make key decisions about future participation in the ACA's health insurance exchanges. The insurers need the rules to know how to design plans for 2020, but the rule release was delayed by months. Some Democrats and consumer groups are pressing the Trump administration to limit any fallout from the shutdown on health care. Hulu is lowering the price for its least expensive subscription plan while raising the cost of its live TV offering. Hulu's basic plan, which lets users stream TV shows with ads but doesn't include live sports and news, will cost $5.99 a month starting February 26th, down from $7.99 previously. Hulu also decided to raise the price of Hulu Plus Live TV, which includes limited advertising, by $5 to $44.99 a month. The price increase will help the streaming service invest more heavily in original content to compete with competitors like Netflix and Amazon.com, both of whom are spending billions on programming. Hulu's move comes after a similar one made by Netflix last week. Still ahead, the Senate prepares to vote on bills to end the shutdown. With the shutdown more than a month old, the Senate Thursday will vote on two competing bills to reopen the government. The bills by President Trump and congressional Democrats are considered long shots to pass, since each measure would need 60 votes to advance. The votes will come one day before hundreds of thousands of government workers will miss their second paycheck on Friday. With more on this, we're joined by Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Christina Peterson, who's on Capitol Hill. Christina, let's reiterate what these bills are. First, describe President Trump's proposal, which basically includes more than $5 billion for a border wall.
Right. The president on Saturday outlined his latest proposal, which combines the border wall funding with a package of immigration changes that the White House said was designed to get Democrats on board, but they really don't go as far as Democrats would like to see. He offers temporary protections for the young immigrants who were brought to the country at a young age by their parents and protected under the DACA program that President Obama set up. President Trump tried to end the DACA program, which would end the protections that shield those young immigrants from deportation, but the courts have currently frozen those protections in place. So for the moment, those immigrants are not being deported. Democrats would like to see a permanent path to citizenship established for them, and what the president offered was a three-year protection for them. So they're saying that's insufficient. There's also an interesting change in asylum law being proposed as part of the president's package that would say that unaccompanied minors from Central America would have to apply in their home country for asylum instead of at the U.S. border. And Democrats are saying that that is a poison pill in the offer. So that will be the first vote on Thursday afternoon. The second will be on a short stopgap spending bill that would reopen the government through February 8th. That would enable federal employees to get back pay for those two paychecks and receive a third paycheck and give Congress and the president a little more time to discuss what to do about border security. But the president has said that he is not interested in reopening the government unless Democrats have agreed to fund the wall.
Now, that's the Democrats' measure that you just described.
Yes, they are the ones who asked to bring this up. Now, there have been Republicans in the past who supported variations on this. Before the shutdown, the Senate approved a very similar measure, but of course, the political dynamics are different now. At the time, Senate Republicans thought that the president would sign that measure into law. Now, of course, he's saying he won't.
Is there any chance of either of these measures passing? Any daylight here? I mean, both sides are so dug in. Democrats who say any bill that includes a wall along the southern border is a non-starter. President Trump who says he'll veto any bill that doesn't include funding for a wall.
It seems very unlikely that the president's proposal will pass on Thursday. It also seems unlikely that the short-term spending bill will pass, but there is going to be more suspense around that vote. Senate Republicans are uncomfortable that the shutdown is stretching on this long. They do want the government to reopen. There have been a lot of bipartisan and GOP discussions about what a compromise could look like to reopen the government, and a lot of them are coming under pressure at home. So there is going to be a lot of motivation for them to vote for this, but I would anticipate that Majority Leader McConnell and the White House are going to be urging them to stick together and vote no. So we're going to have to just see how that develops.
I was going to ask you about Senate Majority Leader McConnell. You know, he decides which bills, if any, would go to the floor. And I guess he would side with a Trump proposal, as most Republicans are.
Yes, he for weeks has said that he won't bring any legislation to the Senate floor discussing the shutdown unless it is supported by both the president and Democrats, whose support will be needed to end this impasse. But he did change his tune this week, saying that he would bring up the president's proposal, even though Democrats do not support it. And then as part of a time agreement that was reached with Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, he agreed to bring up the Democrats' proposal as well. That's largely because if there isn't a time agreement, the Senate has very long, cumbersome procedures, and they would not be able to vote on the president's proposal this week.
Right. Now, is anybody thinking about what happens afterward if neither of these proposals pass?
Absolutely, and that may be the most likely scenario at this point. You know, it isn't clear where the negotiations would head next. House Democrats are working on a letter to the president detailing what they would support at the border in terms of technology and additional personnel, more infrastructure at the ports of entry. But, you know, they are not willing to do a concrete wall, and it's unclear if other physical barriers would be amenable to them. So at this point, the path out of this is not clear.
Wall Street Journal congressional reporter Christina Peterson joining us from Washington. Thanks, Christina.
Thanks so much, Charlie.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.